Certainly encouraging to see, and I welcome the fact that we are starting to fix the water burst going into Elangola, Chartenshaw, Rototinta, Tewata. But where the difficulty lies is that Gola, when water bursts happen, which does frequently, at least once a year, they're left months and months without water. You have other island communities that are on boil notice. You have Tari, you have Inishbofin, and I recognise the fact that the council are working to resolve it, and especially the island communities themselves, Elanhari, the Corcomen, doing fantastic work there. But we have other islands there, Inishbofin, and many other islands who don't have water supply, like the vast majority of the mainland. And I recognise that there are parts of the mainland that doesn't have water, and we are talking 2025. And what I'm asking, and what I've been consistently asking, is that we look towards our island communities as equals to the mainland, and that we provide them what the water that they do need. We're very quick to promote our island communities when we're looking at tourism. But when tourists land, there are periods of times, and especially because we're talking about Gola, that they go without water. And I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think it's acceptable that any community, may that be the islands or the mainland, are without water. And what I'm asking both is that we're asking Éisce Éireann to come up with a long-term solution, that we'll come up with a constructive plan through Corlicombe-Gonigal and through Éisce Éireann to provide the very bare essential of everyday living, which is water, and let the island community know, and let us know how we are going to move forward to make sure that every household on the island has good, clean drinking water.
And I suppose it's just the basic question of, if we bring tourists over and there is no running water or the facilities there aren't working, are they going to come back?
Well, look, first and foremost, water needs to be supplied to all communities, for those who live in the communities, first and foremost. Tourism, we've seen last year, last summer, we've seen people who actually were on the islands and specifically Gola we're talking about, and I've been told that people actually cut short their holiday because there was water issue on the island, that there was no running water. And people, when they come to places like West and Donegal, to the island communities, you know, they're cooking, they're washing, they're drinking water. And the idea that we don't have water, and that we're asking tourists to bring their own water, it is absolutely backwards, and that is not acceptable to any community. And as the local representative, I certainly won't be quiet on this. I will keep fighting on this. And I'm clearly stating and saying to Éisce Éireann and the government to put a long-term plan in place so we know that the island community are not going to be left behind again.